Think a minute. Not long ago, a married couple was taking a vacation in California. Day after day, they saw a young man sitting by a bridge near their hotel. At first, they thought he was fishing. But after a closer look, they realized he was doing nothing, just sitting and staring at the sky. Finally, on the last day of their holiday, they asked him, "Why do you sit in this one spot every day?" He answered, "I happen to believe in reincarnation. I believe that I've lived many different lives before, and that I'll have many more lives after this one. So I've decided to sit this life out." While it seems funny, it's actually very sad and dangerous for this young man not to face reality, and the fact that this life's the only one we have, and that it's impossible for any of us to just sit it out. Each day we're either moving forward or backward, getting stronger or weaker, better or worse as a person. Time doesn't stop for anyone, and the dance of life will soon be over for you and me. Listen to the words of this popular song entitled, "I Hope You Dance." "May you never take one single breath for granted. May love never leave you empty-handed. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. Don't let some hell-bent heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give heaven more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance." The best news is it's never too late to start. We begin each day with a fresh, new choice to change. But life's short, so do what you need to do today. Jesus made it very clear. The way we live now determines where we live after we die, with Him or without Him, and everything that's good. Only the Creator of life knows the right steps to the dance of life. So won't you ask Him to take control of your heart and daily way of living? He'll lead and teach you how to dance and fully live each day the right and satisfying way He's planned for you. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.